Welcome back. Top of the second hour, the second and final hour in this new format of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, June 19th, 2020. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome. Tom, are you there? All right, so are we moving on? I don't hear Tom. Let's go to Pat in Texas. Pat? We have Pat. Okay, so on to Glenn in Philly.
Ah, I heard the beep. Perhaps the others
did not
hear beep. Hello.
Apparently not.
I heard the boop. All right, we're here. So I see you've traded out the Dewey Oxberger analogy for the Saving Private Ryan analogy of doing something wrong to someone while smiling.
Well, I wouldn't say traded that. I think Dewey Oxberger still applies, but, you know, I don't know. To me, honestly, I see the Saving Private Ryan, that vision and all of these changes that I see, it's playing out, you know, this don't worry, it'll all be fine, it'll all be okay. And it's so gruesome and horrifying and grotesque. I don't want to say it, but it's always sort of in the back of my mind.
Well, yeah, it seems appropriate given the way things have changed for the worse and things that, you know, instead of the lighthearted metaphor, more gruesome metaphor seems appropriate.
That's kind of my point. Absolutely, yeah.
As in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. The whole earth was filled with violence. You know, we have Kim Jong-un's sister blowing up the liaison office. We have Chinese and Indian troops killing each other in border skirmishes with bayonets. Instead of India and Pakistan threatening to nuke each other over Kashmir, you have China and India, you know, doing hand-to-hand combat over the border of Kashmir. You know, our political scene is just a disaster. They're exporting the Black Lives Matter thing worldwide and iconoclastically tearing down statues, and the world is basically nuts. And here's the thing, I heard your exasperation at the top of the program, that you're tired of it. Well, offhand, I hate to say it, but I fully expect things to get worse and much worse rather than better anytime soon. And that includes the COVID thing, because it seems like the COVID thing is taking off in certain places. Even some family members of mine have some neighbors that have recently gotten that, you know, which is interesting. Which is a shame. But I think the COVID thing's going to burgeon by fall. You're going to have the flu thing. They're going to be squawking about all these same things, you know, come the fall. And I am just concerned, greatly concerned, in July and August of this year, things are going to be substantially worse. You know,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Everybody wants to go.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sunny Springs. No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The everybody wants to forget, you know, we had sunny spring days. Everybody wants to go out and forget this ever happened, you know, and stop wearing masks and social distancing. And then let's just all go out and enjoy the weather and, you know, have baseball games and go to baseball games and, you know, have picnics and go to picnics and have protests and looting sessions. Just everybody can go out and get involved. But the virologist I listen to, who's on each night, you know, he's very negatively inclined and believes that things are going to get much worse. And now we have the Italian strain of the virus running amok in Beijing, China, and that's a different strain than the one that ran amok in Wuhan, China. So, you know, things are just definitely not getting better. They're getting worse.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with our lack of resolve. I think as America goes, so the world goes in a large sense. As, you know, New York and San Francisco go and Los Angeles too, so goes America. Because of our lack of resolve, and people need to return to a sense of sanity and reality and just say no to a lot of things. And a steadfast, resolute no would go a long way at this point, I think.
A lot of people are unaware that the July 1st is supposed to have Israel annexing the Jordan Valley, you know, the so-called, this called the West Bank, Judea and Samaria. If they do make moves to do that, I mean, that could cause a war, but, you know, that could cause problems. But not exactly the Magog War yet, because Libya is not yet in position to be part of that. But we see Turkey and Russia wrestling over Libya, so that little conglomeration of cook nations is not as yet in place. But that's not to say we can't have other violence, occurring in the meantime. But I wanted to mention something about your points you were making about voting, and this is always a conundrum, because there are those who say, you know, don't vote, and others say, well, yeah, it's a lesser of two evils choice, but you know, perhaps it's better than no choice at all. I would suggest that even if the Hegelian dialectic is a sham, that when people involve themselves in the process, and things such as talk radio or campaigns or reasonable dialogue, just the stirring of the ideological pot might do some good in terms of ideas that are brought to the forefront of people's awareness. So even if there is no, quote, good option or something, you don't have a Ron Paul or somebody else or Pat Paulson, or even if you don't have a third-party good guy to rescue from the Hegelian dialectic of the two-party system, just that the exchange of ideas is somehow therapeutic to some degree and might cause the, you know, the evil ones to possibly limit. You know, you talked about them adapting and trying this and changing that. You know, the process of discussing ideas may have a positive effect. That's the only thing I can figure, you know, at the moment.
Well, I would agree, but the problem with that is that would have to be based on some kind of logic and, you know, traditional logic and rhetoric, and not the captured media, you know, post-truth environment that is entirely agenda-driven, where that, you know, that seems to be the, you have that forum where there is no public participation. That's just theater that is fed to people. And then the, the democratic town hall these days is social media, which again is manipulated in countless varieties of ways. So where do we do that? I think your idea is definitely in order, but where will we do that?
Well, if we're going to despair of public having the virtue and logic and language skills necessary to do these things, I'm guessing, seems to me that the only recourse is to cry out to God to have mercy on the people and to frustrate the plans of the wicked. I always think of Robert Burns' poem, To a Mouse, in which he says, the best laid plans of mice and men gang oft agley, and or often go awry. And we can maybe perhaps rely upon God to cause the plans of the wicked to go awry. And
Has to be something like that, because so much is captured at this point. I mean, honestly, where do people even get objective information to have that discussion that you're talking about, really? I mean, what is the basis of that conversation or that dialogue? Where do we get our talking points, you know what I mean?
Right, and I'm not sure how much good talk. What is it, 2 Chronicles 7? It is 2 Chronicles 7 or 5, you know, if my people who are called by my name, you know, will humble themselves. So if I hear the prophets of old saying, repent, if God's people will even repent of the wickedness and cry out to God, even if they don't directly impinge upon the process that much directly, perhaps God would have mercy in frustrating the plans of the wicked.
Yeah, yep. And it's ironic, I had a conversation this weekend with a friend about, you know, along those lines, basically, the two things that the Christian folks can do most of all are pray and probably read. Those are the offensive weapons in the armor. And there's, you know, in my own life, I will admit there's far less of that happening than should be, I think. So
right.
I think that's fitting advice.
I think the tearing of some shirt, some garments and the beating of some breasts. And I just hear the message of the prophets was always began with repent, you know?
Sackcloth and ashes.
Sackcloth and ashes, you know? Yeah. Fasting, praying, locusts and honey, you know? John the Baptist, you know? The rending of garments and the beating of the breast. I think that's one of our most powerful weapons at this point, to say, we're sorry, God, we've let them get out of hand. We've not successfully opposed them. We've not been courageous. We've not been honest. We've not been able to, we either haven't or haven't been able to, produce a truth-related response, a response is based in truth. You know, only you can save us now. You know.
Yep.
So anyway, I guess it's all I really had.
But, well, I appreciate it, and I think you're right.
I'll be rending my garments and beating my breast if anybody needs me. All right.
Thanks, Glenn. Okay. Much appreciated. I agree, and for whatever reason, I'm reminded of. I don't know, just quickly, I'm reminded of the Catholics who are, I think, attacked and vilified. I was watching one of the class action commercials yesterday about, child molestation and the Catholic Church and the Mormon Church. And I think the reason that the Catholics and the Mormons in particular are singled out is because they hold so steadfastly to tradition. And this is a moment in history where all tradition, the nihilists and the atheists have been unleashed. And so obviously the atheistic bent to attack, those elements is, I think, self-evident. But the nihilistic bent is maybe not so self-evident. I guess maybe it should be, but. I think that's a big reason why the Catholic institution has been so directly and concertedly attacked. Because you talk, I mean, there are the Catholic community, many, many people, very traditional, traditionally oriented people still attend Latin Mass and, hold very steadfastly to tradition. And I think that this is a moment where we could all draw together. I think you know, speaking of what Glenn was saying, I'm sort of reminded of, I feel like this is a testing moment. You know, God is saying, do you really want this? Do you really want this? I've talked about Romans 1 many times, and it feels to me like we're going down that path in America. We've had these churches, things have been vilified, but people haven't really gone seeking for themselves. Again, reading and praying for themselves, not having some intercessor. The Bible says that Jesus, you know, for those who believe the Bible, Jesus is our intercessor. He is our high priest. You don't need anyone in between you and God, which is why I always say 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is the place to go find the secret decoder ring for the Bible. Without the secret decoder ring, which is the Holy Spirit, it doesn't make sense. You know, in Romans chapter 1 fashion, for example, I feel like this is a test where we've had a church on every corner, as we've talked about on this broadcast in the past. In America, there have been churches everywhere, regardless of the media doing what it has done to sully the image and reputation. And there are other efforts. But, you know, what have we sought to find that is good? And in Philippians 4 sort of fashion, have we focused on the good things? Have we sought out the good things? Or have we been convinced by the media to burn things down in nihilistic fashion that maybe we were a little hasty on? So it seems we're on this path, and I feel like God is, in my opinion, there are these tests. You know, is this what you really want? And I think we have an effort to, or excuse me, we have an opportunity to make an effort to stand together as Americans in support, for example, of Catholics. I've talked in the past about how, you know, we hear the Muslim community at large vilified by the mainstream press, and you can find mainstream articles where you have Muslims forming a human circle around a Catholic church and saying, no terrorists, you are not allowed in here, which may be, you know, I mean, how can you believe a manipulative, disingenuous press? True, I acknowledge that possibility. I'm just saying I think we have opportunities to stand together in support of one another. And I thought the First Amendment in America protected the who are these outside forces to say the Catholic Church, for example, needs to police itself a certain way, or the Mormon community needs to police itself a certain way. I think one of the greatest testaments to where we are is when I see, and again, it's the mainstream press, who can believe what comes out of the mainstream press, but when you see pictures of allegedly Amish folks protesting these kinds of things lately, that to me is, that's something. But that all notwithstanding, I think we have an opportunity to stand together as Americans to support our right to be left alone, because there's an effort to encroach upon every aspect of everyone's life. And basically to sterilize and sanitize everything in the name of safety and security. And, we'll be left with nothing. You know, we're going to have a rigidly standardized system of communitarianism and technocracy and software and hardware sort of fashion. That is hell on earth as far as I can see. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah. Welcome back. A couple of quick things and we'll go back to the phones. On this note, you know, first of all, mankind is, you know, mankind matters and mankind is essential. In other words, all of mankind matters and all of mankind is essential. As Rhonda puts it, when people start stating the obvious, I know something is desperately wrong, which to me is similar to what the way John W. Whitehead put it. You know, when we see this going on, it's very much time to beware. So, mankind matters and mankind is essential. there is no one who doesn't matter. There is no one who isn't essential. And I think when it comes to the essential stuff, it's these simple little things, simple little truths, for example, from the Bible, Ecclesiastes 3:22, to me, for, I don't know, as long as I can remember, has sort of held the key to the meaning of life. It's just simple, you know. Ecclesiastes 3:22 reads in the NASB, I believe, nothing is better than that man be happy in his activities, for that is his lot, for who will bring him to see what will occur after him? And again, speaking of, you know, Edward Abbey saying grown men do not need leaders, and the World War II generation, these people just show up. Sure, they watch Walter Cronkite or Tom Brokaw or whomever on the evening news, but, you know, generally speaking, that was just a brief check-in, and they weren't doing all these other weird things. They were, how do you say it, focused on reality, doing real things, participating, engaging in reality, doing what matters, Ecclesiastes 3:22 kind of stuff. And you can see it, and you can see the opposite of that. You can see in this younger, you know, in these successive younger generations, this entitlement mentality that is frustrated and expressing itself, you know, as petulant children increasingly. There's something about an honest day's work for an honest day's wage. And you can see it, I think, in the frustration of people like Bill Gates, for example, or George Soros. There's, you know, enough is never enough, and more control is never enough control. But for folks who go to work and put in an honest day's work for an honest day's wage, there's something tremendously rewarding. I grew up fortunate enough to see that in places like Montana, based largely on the natural resources industry, hard work, a long, hard day's work didn't really leave time for much else. And, you know, in the way of these strange imaginings, and there was a reward in it that you could see in the outworking of people's lives. And I think that the more we've lost that going through the post-industrial and now coming into this fourth industrial revolution, post-service era, you can see how awful all of that is, where it leaves mankind sort of left out in the cold. That's what's happening through this technocratic push, through the post-humanist, the transhumanist, post-humanist singularity-driven agenda. You can see the disdain for man and how, you know, we should just get rid of mankind, or maybe like Elon Musk says, man can merge with technology because technology won't kill itself and it's so much superior, even though it's not. And, you know, there are nuances to that discussion, but you can see how that leaves mankind out in the cold, and it's a very frustrating and banal sort of experience. So I think that's important to keep in mind. And the other thing that I want to unpack later, speaking of kind of what Glenn was talking about in a conversation, you know, that I was having with a friend, it's the same conversation that I mentioned. You know, we've talked about this a couple of times. Hopefully we can come back and unpack this later. But when you see in the Bible the, you know, what is portrayed as the destruction of the temple and the abomination of desolation concept, you know, having this conversation with this friend, was saying that didn't really make sense until some of the things that have happened more recently. I'll talk about that for a second, and we'll go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Second hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, June 19th, 2020. All right, quickly, and then back to the phone. So a concept I'll come back to and unpack. This makes sense. So the abomination of desolation concept in the Bible never really made sense until things really, you know, we've seen some technology stuff in the last, I don't know, a few decades in particular, last couple of decades in particular, since Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines was published in 1999 in particular. I've been thinking about passages like Daniel 2:43, the iron and the miry clay combining. They're mixed, but they're not. They're still two separate substances. That always reminded me of a ceramic circuit board. And there are other things, but the abomination of desolation didn't make sense. You know, how is it that God would get so upset about the destruction of a building? You know, even what it represents, that just doesn't seem to square in my mind for whatever reason. I just couldn't see that making sense. And then more recently, I mean, we've seen the push with DARPA. I remember when this broadcast first started, you could still find on DARPA's website very easily the RFPs, request for proposal for, you know, self-regenerative skin projects, all of these projects they were working on, the nanotech stuff, the weird genetically modified food stuff they were doing, where they're putting, I don't know, just the all of the weird stuff they were doing. You could find the RFPs, and it included nanotech, you know, 15 or 20 years ago. You could still find that on DARPA's website. And that stuff's been around for a while, but more recently, I think we're finally really starting to see, you know, I've mentioned Francis Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution, and how Bill Gates, to me, the way that he has sort of positioned himself in the post-Microsoft days as the kind of the nexus point of bio and tech. So he's kind of the, I would say, kind of a biotech figurehead in a sense. And when you look at that, you know, looking at what Microsoft has done with, you know, antivirus stuff, for example, I sent something out to a few people, I think it was back in April, about how I could see what, you know, with, I mean, when you look into the RNA vaccine technology, DARPA's work, the nanotech, and all of that kind of stuff, in particular, and of course, you know, CRISPR and all the related technology, I think you get to a point where you can see easily that basically what Bill Gates envisions is something like, you know, antivirus for people, where we can put this technology in people and, you know, anytime you might be sick, maybe it's, you know, there's a medical application, so to speak, you know, you catch the flu or a cold or COVID or swine flu or something, and we can just issue an antivirus through the technology. Oh, and by the way, maybe it's not just medical. Maybe like Kurzweil said in Chapter 11, 2029 of The Age of Spiritual Machines, direct neural pathways have been perfected to the human brain, and now you can bypass or augment or replace certain regions of the brain, like visual pattern recognition and long-term memory were the two that Kurzweil mentioned. You know, maybe we can do that. Maybe if you have a bad thought or a bad idea or something in pre-crime fashion, we can just, you know, replace that nasty thought with something better. So it's, you know, antivirus for people. And so I had that thought a couple of months ago very specifically, and I sent that out to a few people. And then Catherine Austin Fitz, in her recent interview with James Corbett, said exactly essentially the same thing. You know, but what Bill Gates wants is antivirus for people. And so when you see people in different places who are not, you know, I don't know Catherine Austin Fitz personally. We haven't talked about it. I'm pretty sure that it's not because we both read the same thing or whatever. But when you see different people in different places coming to the same conclusion, I think there's something to that. And so when you start thinking about that concept and the nanotech application of, you know, altering people in those profound sorts of ways, you know, the mRNA vaccine that is unproven so far, if it's proven anything, it's been proven to be dangerous. Yet this is what's being tested in this COVID thing. And it's so dangerous and it's so experimental at this point that the folks in the initial trial that Anthony Fauci mentioned back in March had to sign a waiver that they wouldn't try to procreate, because we don't know what the long-term implications of this altering of a person's DNA are. That's what we're talking about here, altering people's DNA. And so when you consider that the Bible says that, you know, this earthen vessel is also the temple, it's God's temple, and you start thinking about how that could be changed in these profound sorts of ways, that to me sounds more like something that would make sense when considered the abomination of desolation. To desecrate that temple that way makes sense. So anyway, that's just something that I'm sort of chewing on, and we'll come back to that. But it's astonishing. I think we're on the brink. We're on the precipice. And if we don't call a woe now, hell on earth is about to be unleashed. And like Jesus said in Matthew 24, it'll be worse than anything the world has ever seen. And unless he comes back, no flesh on earth would be saved. You know, it's a curious thing the Bible talks about, these sorts of things. And the tree of life is a concept that bookends the Bible. It's in the book of Genesis. It's in the book of Revelation. And bad guys are just morbidly preoccupied, pun intended, with the prolonging of life and living forever. Guys like Aubrey de Grey, who I always want to call Dorian Gray, say that, you know, death is just a disease. We can cure that too, maybe with Bill Gates' antivirus for people. Who knows? Anyway, enough on that. Back to the phones. Tom in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, Chris, good day to you. Chris, I saw something that's very perplexing today about 4 hours ago on the news. A couple news networks are saying now that 99.3% of all white Northern Europeans never owned slaves. Only 0.7% of the 100% owned slaves. And I also heard that two of the biggest slave traders in 1863, 64, and 65, when the war ended, were two Afro-American black men. The biggest slave owners, one was in Mississippi, the other one was in, I believe it was in Virginia, in the southern part of Virginia. They were the biggest slave owners, and you never hear about that. You only hear about, like, all these Afro-Americans think that all white people own slaves. Well, 99.3% of them never owned slaves. They had nothing to do with slavery, and their families never had nothing to do with slavery back 150 years ago. So this has all been blown out of proportion about the slave issue. The slavery back in those days, Chris, like I said, the two biggest slave owners in the South were black men. But back in when the slave trade was going on, the white man didn't go to Africa on the Liberia coast and say, get over here, you're going to go pick cotton. It didn't work like that. They were killing each other in droves, the chieftains. They have all kinds of different tribes in Africa. In a lot of places in Africa, they didn't even know what the wheel was until like 1585. They didn't even know what a wheel was. But now we're hearing about all white. They make it sound like all white people had slaves, and they were all, you know, Aunt Jemima's or something. I mean, this is perplexing to me. And now you can't Aunt Jemima's syrup's racist. Miss Butterworth's racist. The Pillsbury Doughboy's too white, blue eyes. Rice Krispies is too white. I mean, you got all this lying, conniving, habitual liars in the homosexual media on the left talking about how bad Whitey is. I mean, I and then, you know, today, Chris, they tore the monument down in Washington State of George Washington. What are they going to do now, Chris? They're going to rename the state Washington State? Rename it? Mm. Antifa State? What are they? I mean, uh-huh. This is getting to the point where it's absolutely gone absurd with these communists. And let's call them what they are. They're Bolshevik communists funded by George Soros. And before I go on to Billy Gates, I had a thing on Bill Gates. Chris, have you heard about what the people in India think about Bill Gates?
Of course, I've mentioned it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just India.
what was it, 600,000 people are paralyzed with all kinds of illnesses because of him? Is that true?
Yeah, the polio vaccine in particular has been a scourge in places like India.
Well, why isn't Soros and Bill Gates being arrested, Chris? I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's a good, the world. Good question.
And getting back to slavery, Chris, back in the 1600s, and even in the 1700s, when the slaves were brought here, they lived a much better lifestyle here in the United States than they did in Africa. A lot of them didn't even have clothes to wear.
When we talk about this terminology, I think it would be good. I think it would be very eye-opening if we back up and maybe define terms. If we go to Webster's 1828, for example, and I'm indebted to the listener who shared that however many years ago it was now, but Webster's 1828.com, for example, you know, to look up the word slave, if we're honest with ourselves, if we just reflect for a minute, you know, a person, definition number one, a person who is wholly subject to the will of another, one who has no will of his own, but whose person and services are wholly under the control of another. I think, speaking of kind of the things that you're talking about, if we're honest with ourselves, you know, who owns anything in America today? You know, do you own your home? Try to not pay taxes, and you'll probably, after 13 years, you'll be singing the same song that Elaine Brown is singing now. Or if you think you own a vehicle, maybe, you know, don't pay to license it or whatever, and, you know, to have the king's permission to use the thing that you paid for, and so on. I think we should define terms.
Well, Chris,
and again, to me, that would be an opportunity for us all to band together as Americans.
Yes, I agree. But Chris, you know, I didn't know this, and I wanted you to ask your audience this. I heard the first 40 years before blacks were brought to America that the Irish were the slaves. They literally had indenturement slaves from Ireland, and they were the ones for the first 40 years before they brought the blacks even here to, for picking cotton or working the fields. It was the Irish who were doing all the work. Did you know that?
Yep. Yes, and I've talked about that. Alan Watts done a good job of talking about that. And, you know, so again, I mean, if we could have an honest conversation, we'd find a lot more common ground in history than we're led to believe these days. But then you can't balkanize people and divide and rule if people are able to talk about actual history and, you know, unite in common cause, so to speak.
You're absolutely right, Chris. And one more thing I just want to say, and I'll hang up. Chris, you know, if these Antifa and these BLMs go after our Washington Monument or Thomas Jefferson Memorial in Washington, or they go after the Vietnam Memorial, I'm telling you, Chris, we're in a civil war. I really believe it's over. I believe we're going to have a civil war. Remember, the bikers are not going to tolerate nonsense. If they go against that Vietnam Memorial, they start vandalizing that, spray paint it, and do all kinds, try to light fires and all that at the Vietnam Memorial, or even the Jefferson Memorial, or the Washington Monolith, the obelisk. It's gonna be a nightmare for this country. I'm telling you, the Bolsheviks are gonna be exposed. I believe it's gonna end where it's gonna be just so tragic. It'll make the movie Escape from New York like a joke. It's gonna make that movie with Kurt Russell, Escape from New York, look like an absolute joke. I mean, it's getting to the point now. This has got to be squelched. Trump has got to do whatever. Like I said, they took the monument down to Washington and the state of Washington. They're going to try to rename the state. They're trying to look. Miss Butterworth is racist. Aunt Jemima is racist. Uncle Ben's racist. What's going on here? This is absurd. Not pretty soon they're saying they're going to only have one brand of syrup called Log Cabin, and that's going to be too racist. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happened in the United States in the last 6 months. It really is. Mm-hmm. And Nancy Pelosi, with her $800,000 face, if she wants to take out the Confederates and on the House and in the Capitol, well, she should unmask herself with all the face jobs that woman's had. Over $800,000, she has a $25,000 refrigerator in her house. What kind of crap is this, Chris? It's all BS. And look who's controlling that leftist media: Rachel Maddow, Anderson Cooper, all these. That Chuck Todd, that Joe Blow and Mika. I mean, this is unbelievable. What communist Bolsheviks are running our our establishments and our ABC, NBC, CBS. It's sickening. It's really, really.
I think we need to figure out what we can do as Americans to.
Well, Chris, we're the majority. The majority's supposed
stand
to
in opposition to it.
Yeah. The majority's got to take back the majority, Chris. That's all I can say. So thank you for taking my call and have a wonderful day. And let's see what happens, Chris. But I really think by December, if this is not squelched, we're looking at all-out civil war. I really believe that. Firmly believe it. With the gun, you're a citizen, without the gun, you're a subject. And if all these Antifa don't like the United States, let them go to Cuba. I've been to Cuba, Chris. I can tell you all about it if you ever want me to put me on a show for 15 minutes. I'll tell you about Cuba. There's people waiting in Cuba right now in lines trying to get a piece of bread. They get three loaves of bread as hard as a rock, and there'll be a line.
We're headed into a break. Okay. Yeah. Maybe one of these days we can unpack that. Thanks for your call, Tom. Much appreciated. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. My Skype is malfunctioning, but I was wondering if we could play. Speaking of violence, we need to be careful about the violence. John Lennon said it best. Do we have that ready? Is that possible to play that?
When it gets down to having to use violence, then you play in the system's game. The establishment irritate you, pull your beard and flick your face to make you fight. Because once they've got you violent, then they know how to handle you.
He said it best, and that's why, you know, I mean, he was a very prominent and visible figure, so they had to have him take a dirt nap because you can't be running around saying stuff like that. Anyway, final segment, back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, Pat.
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Hello, you can't hear me?
Yes.
All right. Well, I had a lot to say, but I don't have time now. I've been knowing this for a year, and I've seen it being part of this conspiracy here of all this shutdown and everything. They passed a bill, Senate Bill 11 in Texas, 2017, came effective this last fall, and I saw them using it on elderly people. And I didn't know that the person that put it on was called Black Bioethics. Yeah.
Huh.
You got intellectuals out there, but these people on the street, Chris, you've already said it, they're not out there because they want to be out there. They're out there because they get paid. And it ain't Soros.
Right.
You know who it is. Donations. So what did you tell that last guy or everybody? I looked it up. I saw what you said. You go to donate, and it goes right to actblue.org, charity, and tells you that it's tax deductible. It goes all to Democrats. It's all progressive to Democrats. And they're taking donations. And you can't blame us for all that. I mean, he might have done, you know, be behind all of it, but they're just totally organized. That's what they're doing. They're trying to get more money for the Democrats because who'd give them any? You should tell it.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
And again, there is Stockholm syndrome. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I can't go it all over the website because it kept changing on me right there. But this bill, the reason the black bioethicists have it here is bioethics.net. It's because the way it reads, you know, well, I would have to have more.
All right. Well, hopefully we can talk about it next week. Thanks for your call, Pat.
Folks,
have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Our audience, the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.